AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today is the deadline for the Justice Department to release its Jeffrey Epstein files. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They could give the most detailed look yet at nearly two decades of government investigations into Epstein's sexual abuse of young women. Those who've demanded the records release want to know if any of the financier's rich and powerful friends knew about his actions or took part. President Trump had tried to keep the files sealed.
This is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
But bowed to pressure last month, signing a bill giving Pam Bondi's Justice Department 30 days to release the files.
We will follow the law.
Pledging to protect victims while maximizing transparency.
All we want is full transparency.
Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries say Americans need to see the whole truth amid long-standing conspiracy theories about supposed government plots to protect the powerful. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is suspending the green card lottery program that allowed the suspect in the Brown University and MIT shootings to come to the U.S. The suspect was found dead of an apparent suicide in New Hampshire. Investigators say a Portuguese national and former Brown student was linked to the shooting deaths of two students in Providence, Rhode Island, and the shooting death of an MIT professor near Boston. There is a sense of relief in Providence. Chris Kramer lives in the College Hill neighborhood.
I think that everyone's probably thinking something very, very similar, that it could have been any one of us. I mean, whether you go to school at Brown, whether you work here, or whether you're just anyone in the community.
Investigators are looking for motive. President Vladimir Putin voiced confidence Russia will achieve its goals militarily if Ukraine doesn't agree to his conditions in peace talks. Home sales rose last month, but slowed compared to last year. This is AP News. Bettors are not in any rush to place wagers on the first round games in the college football playoffs.
Except for Friday night's Alabama-Oklahoma showdown. The presence of two Group of Five teams, Tulane and James Madison, as underdogs has lessened excitement. Mississippi is favored over Tulane and Oregon over James Madison. Joey Fiesel from Caesars Sportsbook says excitement may increase in later rounds. The most anticipated matchup is Oklahoma against Alabama, and the betting line has been fluctuating. Ohio State remains the overall favorite despite losing the Big Ten championship. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Lack of snow is causing problems for ski resorts and other businesses in the West that rely on wintry conditions. There has been precipitation, but it's just too warm from Oregon to Colorado. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.